Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And speaking of more, it's time to reveal Swamp Swami's 2019 College Football Bowl predictions. Woo! The hard work has already been done. Your Swamp Swami here has ranked each and every football team from the BCS 130 major college football programs as of the conclusion of last week's conference football championship games. Go to SwampSwami.com and see the complete listing from my posting earlier this week for a full analysis of all 130 teams. If your favorite football team finished this season with an even mediocre record of like 6-6, you're still likely heading to a bowl game this holiday season, whether you like it or not. Unless your team's name is Toledo, or Missouri that is, the Rockets and the Tigers are staying home for the holidays as there were only 39 bowl games and 78 slots to fill this season. With 80 possible teams to choose from, though, there were two teams that were going to be left out of the postseason. Sorry, Missouri, and sorry, Toledo. You're out. Though the NCAA and the bowl committees didn't ask me, I think that only teams with 8 or more wins should be playing in any kind of postseason bowl game as a reward for a great season. But that didn't happen. So let's give the bowl selections group a tip of the sports cap regardless. Yes, this season we will not see any bowl game with a matchup featuring 2 6-6 college football teams. Thank goodness. This is my early Christmas present to you. I have ranked each of the 39 bowl games so that you will know, 1. The final SwampSwami.com end-of-year ranking for the two teams playing, 2. Based on those rankings, I will be picking the highest-ranked team to win this bowl game. 3. I will also provide you my bowl ranking from number 1, the best game, through number 39, the one you need to sleep through, on what I expect to be the best games between two closely ranked opponents, and a viewing guide showing you from grade A, a great game, to D, a dud, based on my projected chances for that football game to be either a bowl blowout or dud. Being the honest and, of course, humble person that I am, I will tally up the wins and losses for each of the bowl games and my predictions and share those results with you prior to the BCS championship game played in early January. Now that should be some fun. My method of ranking college football teams, which has been covered in several postings this season, is purely for entertainment purposes, with the primary purpose to reveal the big school biases inherent in many of the major national college football polls. So, this is all for fun. It's time to go bowling and reveal the SwampSwami.com 2019 College Football Bowl Picks. For a complete ranking of all 39 games, please refer to SwampSwami.com and this post, and you'll be able to see them and even print it out if you like, and keep them handy for the bowl season. But right now for the podcast, let's highlight the worst possible game, and then we'll go through the top 10 games for you. How about that? So the worst game on my prediction list, which will be the 39th ranked game in a obvious D rating for viewing purposes, will be the Cheez-It Bowl. Yes, I said it, the Cheez-It Bowl. Number 17 Air Force from the Mountain West Conference brings in a 10-2 record into this game. A great season. They're going to play, though, number 78 Washington State from the Pac-12 Conference. Now, the Cougars are 6-6 on the year. Number 17 against number 78, a 10-2 team against a 6-6 team. That's why this stinker is rated number 39. Now let's take a look at more optimistic call here, and let's take a look at the top 10 games. At number 10 in the best games to watch this bowl season, I have number 5 Memphis going up against number 14 Penn State in the Cotton Bowl. That game will be played on December 28th. At number 9 in the rankings, let's go to the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, which will feature number 63 Arkansas State from the Sun Belt Conference, who is 7-5, against number 71 in my rankings, Florida International from Conference USA, who finished 7-6. This is a tightly matched game against two mediocre teams, but I still give it number 9 in the rankings. Number 8 rankings should be a good one on anybody's calendar, the Citrus Bowl, which will feature number 18 in my rankings, Alabama, from the SEC at 10-2, against number 24, Michigan from the Big Ten, who is 9-3. Let's move to number 7 in the best bowl matchups. Graded out A, it's the Red Box Bowl. You don't have to go to your local store to see this game. It'll be on live television. I'm serious. You'll be against number 60, California, from the Pac-12 at 7-5. And number 65 in my rankings, the University of Illinois from the Big Ten, who finished 6-6. But they're closely matched teams, so it should be a fun game. We'll give it an A and number 7 in the rankings. At number 6, a major bowl game in New Orleans, the Sugar Bowl. It has number 10 Georgia from the SEC at 11-2 against another 11-2 opponent from the Big 12. It's number 15 Baylor. That should be a great contest in New Orleans. Now at number 5 on best games to watch for the holiday season, try Christmas Eve and the Hawaii Bowl. Number 43 Brigham Young University will play number 47 Hawaii of the Mountain West. BYU comes in at 7-5 and Hawaii at 9-5. That should be a very closely matched contest. At number 4 for closely matched games, which should be fun to watch, let's give the Arizona Bowl some credit on December 31st, featuring number 54 Wyoming from the Mountain West at 7-5 against Georgia State from the Sun Belt at 7-5. Rated number 3 on best games to watch this year, on December 20th, don't miss the Bahamas Bowl. It features two 7-5 teams, which are ranked number 49 and 50 in my survey. Number 49 is the Buffalo Braves from the MAC against number 50, Charlotte of Conference USA. Both teams are 7-5 and ranked just one apart from each other in my survey. At number 2 of best games to watch, we'll feature number 3 LSU versus number 4 Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. That game will be played on December 28th. And then the number 1 game to watch based on the closeness of the rankings and the possibility of a great game, it's another game on December 28th in the BCS. This is the Fiesta Bowl from the Phoenix area in Arizona, featuring number 1 Clemson on my survey, number 1 Clemson from the ACC at 13-0. And number 2, Ohio State of the Big Ten, also at 13-0. Now, based on these two BCS games, I'm expecting number 1 Clemson to emerge from that game, and number 3 in my rankings, LSU, to come out of the Peach Bowl, and Clemson versus LSU in the predicted BCS Championship Series, and I'll have a special broadcast on that one later on, closer to the game. Enjoy the bowl predictions, and have fun this holiday season. See you soon!